10 Steps to Debt Freedom. My name is Lindsay, and this is Lesson 1, God's Will is Prosperity. You know, many believers have faced the pressure of debt at some point in their lives. Maybe you're in that situation right now, and even if you are able to make monthly payments, there's still a burden that comes with owing someone money. That's why Proverbs 22:7 says, "The borrower is servant to the lender." Borrowing is not God's best. Why? Because you are meant to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. When God tells us to give, we often can't if we owe someone else money. Please understand, if that's where you are today, there is no condemnation. In fact, through this course, you will hear testimonies from Kenneth and Gloria, their son John, as well as KCM partners who have faced debt and come out victorious on the other side. We want to help you take your faith and blend it with practical advice so you can tackle debt once and for all. With a willing heart, I believe the next 5 lessons will dramatically impact your life. Are you ready to start your journey to debt freedom? Okay, let's get started. God's will concerning financial prosperity and abundance is clearly revealed in the scriptures. From the beginning of time, He has provided financial prosperity for His people through obedience to His word. It all started with Adam. In the beginning, God placed everything man could use and enjoy in the garden. He blessed Adam with power to be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion in the earth. He blessed him with companionship, ability, abundance, and a kingdom. Clearly, God's will for Adam was abundance. Poverty and lack only came after Adam began operating under Satan's dominion. Let's get one thing clear right now. Satan is the author of poverty. God is the author of abundance. God's will for Adam all along was abundance. And since God's will does not change, His will for us today is still abundance. So what changed? Well, once sin came in, it robbed man of the blessing. But God is never defeated. He made a way to get that blessing back to His people by establishing a covenant with Abraham. This covenant was unbreakable. It could not be altered, and it made Abraham very rich. His covenant blessing included the provision for every physical, material, and financial need. You might be asking yourself, that's great for Abraham, but what does it have to do with me? The answer is everything. In Genesis 17:21, God promised that this blessing would extend to all of Abraham's descendants and would be confirmed by the birth of Isaac. And here's where it gets really exciting. Galatians 3:29 calls us covenant descendants of Abraham. It says, "And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you." Doesn't that make you want to jump up from your chair and praise the Lord? I'm ready to take my inheritance. How about you? You know, many people don't understand that God wants them to prosper. Some even think of abundance and prosperity in a negative light. But the Bible is clear. In fact, Psalm 35:27 says, "Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." That means it is his will, and not just so we can live in luxury and convenience. No, he has a greater purpose. And we see this in Ephesians 4:28, where it says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." We are blessed to be a blessing to those around us and to further the gospel in every nation. The bottom line is, you can't give away what you don't have. You can't spread the gospel or buy food for the hungry when you're broke. You can't lay hands on the sick if you're lying in a hospital bed. You can't minister joy to others if you're held captive by depression. You need abundance. And you can't have abundance when you're in debt to others. The Word of God is clear about debt. Romans 13:8 says, "Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another." When you make up your mind to become debt-free, the power of the Lord meets you and the supernatural begins to take place. Can it happen for you? Well, that depends. How serious are you about seeking and obeying the Word of God? We'll talk more about that and how to position yourself to receive abundance and walk away free from debt in our next lesson. This concludes Lesson 1 of the series, 10 Steps to Debt Freedom. We're already one step closer to debt freedom, and I am looking forward to taking this journey with you. Until next time, no matter what your circumstances, always remember, Jesus is Lord.